General Eisenhower's farm. And they would come to this fair, and she bought every single towel that I would make. I had six or eight there for my show. She took them all. And then one day I was out in Orton in the yard, and they drove by. I lived on right on Route 11, and they drove on by, and they stopped. So she wanted to know if I had any, and I said, yes, I have a few. I hadn't made many, but they came in, and I had an old Dutch cupboard, and he just went wild about it. And I'd made my own rag carpet, my own linen drapes, and he just go to buy everything. And my husband wasn't well, he's kind of grouchy. He said, there's not a thing for sale. But they did buy three quilts, and they took all those towels that I had.
So you don't have any trace of that linen?
Huh?
You don't have any trace of that linen?
No, I just don't have any of them. And see, I thought I was going to go on weaving. And so I got a good price out of those little towels. It was $2.50 then, but now they'd sell for $5 or more. So they took every one I had. Then, after my husband passed away, he came, and I was cleaning up, because Lee wouldn't let me even run the sweeper. It bothered him. So the house was filthy dirty, and I was trying to clean it up after he was gone. And so they came, and he said, do you want to sell that carpet? And I said, it's worn out, it's no good. He said, no, it isn't, I'll buy it from you. And I'll take it up. So I had a cat down around, you know, and he took it up, moved the furniture, and rolled up the dirt inches deep underneath, because it just sifted through. I was so ashamed of it, but I couldn't help it. And he took four chairs that I had painted, and he wanted that cupboard. But the day I moved in the morning, he came in the afternoon for it. So he never did get a site. Smith up here bought it from me. When I moved over here, I couldn't bring it over. And so.
I'd like to see what that linen looked like, that old linen.
Well, isn't there a picture there?
Is that?
Here, I'm working on it.
Oh.
That's it. This is it. You want one of these?
Yeah.
this one's not as good. I'll give you that one.
Thank you. Do you know what date that would be, roughly?
Oh, well, that was after maybe 75. Mm-hmm. That was before I built the room, you know, in the back. Now let's see what other, if there's one.
And you were
there.
Living where? When you?
On the Sunset Drive, 103 Sunset Drive.
What I might do, if it's okay with you, is try to.
Well, now this is another big loom, but here sets my little loom.
Uh huh.
And then here's another loom I had. There's one thing I made that I wish I hadn't sold. I went out here and fall of the year, and this fellow was a friend of ours. And he had corn, oh, great big cobs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they were husking it. And I said, I'd like to have a bag of those husks. So he just put them cobs and husks and silk. And he was going to take it. I said, leave the silk in. And I wove a wall hanging. Mm. And, oh, I just broke it up, leave the cobs in, put a bunch of silk in here and there.
Mm-hmm.
I took it up here to Canaan Valley, and it wasn't in there one day till it was gone.
Hmm. Now, let me ask you about this linen again. This, you're weaving linen here that was grown by who?
It was grown by my grandmother's on their farm, and after the Civil War, they decided they'd sell the farm and divide everything, and my grandmother had her chest, and she filled her share in. And there were a few pieces of the old linen that she'd made, but my And Julia wanted to keep them, so I didn't get any of that, but I...
So I then, did. And your grandmother also wove the linen into this thread?
No, she grew it and spun it.
Spun, that's
what And it was in Hank's, all ready to weave.
I see.
But see, they would give the, they gave the shares, they divided it up among the kids in each one.
Yeah.
And hers was never woven. You see, on this big old loom, you had to have those extra harnesses on to be able to weave any patterns, and she just never did.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that the same grandmother that
yes,
the loom came
the same
from?
Yes, same one, Ole.
Susan Ole. Susan Hewitt Ole. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great.
Now, some people wonder how to pronounce that. O-H, when you're writing or in composition, if you want to say O, you write O-H.
Yeah.
All right, L on the end.
O.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great.
Now, do you want one of these?
Yes, I sure do. And in fact, what I might do, I have a camera here, I might take them over if I can in the light and just try to take pictures of those pictures.
Oh, all right.
And I'll keep this one. This is, I appreciate
I'll give
that.
You one and I'll give you one.
You just mentioned that you kept sheep. Your husband kept sheep and you would work the wool?
Yes, he had sheep and we kept five of them in our lot so you didn't have to mow.
Mm-hmm.
And of course they didn't get any burrs or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he sheared them, he'd take just the top, the back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're a great big long one, and put it right down. Well, all I had to do was pick up a little bunch, and I could spin it. But mm-hmm. it was in the grease.
Right.
And then I spun it and wrapped it in skeins, and then I'd wash it or dye it further after that.
Mm-hmm. And what did you dye with?
Well, I made my own dyes, and now I used... pokeberry makes a pretty soft red, and it holds.
Mm-hmm.
And then I used marigolds for your yellows, and walnuts, hulls, bark, whatever, for browns and tans. And I used ragweed for green, but I had to cook it in a brass kettle. And use vinegar. You know, Heinz's pickles are not dyed, you think they are, but they aren't. They're cooked in copper, and that gets that color.
What part of the marigold did you use?
The what?
What part of the marigold?
The flower.
The flower.
You know, you rub by them, they rub off on you.
Right.
And... I'd like to get the real dark orange ones. I raised a whole row so I'd have them.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you cook them in different things. Now, the ragweed I cooked in an old canner.
Mm-hmm.
And if the brown that I used, I would cook it in an iron kettle.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's different actions.
Right.
I went down to North Carolina to study that. A woman that wove, and she's back in the mountain. And only thing, I didn't like to go picking this stuff. I was afraid of the snakes. So I've had quite a wide experience.
Yeah.
And some very happy times.
Great.